The next patient is Jose Carabeo. The last name is C-A-R-A-B, like in boy, E-O. First name, Jose, J-O-S-E. This is the clinical case of a 58-year-old Hispanic male that has a history of motor vehicle accident in 2018. He sustained a head-on collision with multiple fractures in the lower extremities, the left wrist, and the right shoulder. Apparently, the patient developed acute kidney injury that never recovered. The patient was started on hemodialysis. Was on dialysis up until October 4th of 2021, when he received a cadaver kidney transplant that was COVID-19 positive donor. The patient has been followed very closely by the kidney transplant program in Tampa. In January of 2022, the patient was found positive for BK virus in the urine. The immunosuppression has been changed. The mycophenolate is on hold. The patient is just taking Enversus 9 milligrams on daily basis, which has maintained the tacrolimus level at 6, which is therapeutic, and he is taking also prednisone 5 milligrams every day, period. With this, immunosuppression, there is evidence in the follow-up of improvement in the kidney function. The serum creatinine has been changing. The last creatinine level was 2.2. And he has an estimated GFR that is? The GFR is 28 mLs per minute, period. The mycophenolate is on hold because of the BK virus. The patient is taking the prednisone. Period. We are not going to make any modifications in the way he has been treated. The blood pressure today during this visit is 157/94, but the patient has been checking the blood pressure at home and in another medical facilities and has been under control. We are not going to add any medications for that purpose. Number two, the patient has diabetes mellitus that is followed with diet, lifestyle modification, and the administration of Toujeo with good blood sugar control, following number of hyperlipidemia that is treated with the administration of atorvastatin 20 milligrams on daily basis. Following number, the patient had a symptoms of dizziness and quote vertigo unquote. He was placed on Keppra 500 milligrams BID. The patient has been asymptomatic. This is a medication that should be addressed by the neurologist. This patient is followed very closely at the
don't forget that glucose was 76.
At the Kidney Transplant Center in Tampa, and we are going to follow him in 6 weeks with their laboratory workup. I have to point out that the patient is taking tons, 500 milligrams, four tablets every day with a serum calcium of 9.6, period. Paragraph. We spent 15 minutes reviewing the referral in the face-to-face and examination. We spent 25 minutes, and in the documentation, 10 minutes.